So we've prepared outlines for you so you can get a sense, like a roadmap of where we're going. So in the earlier parts, we talked about the qualities of the compilers of the teaching, and the lineage from the Buddha down to the present day. We talked about the qualities of the Lanrim teaching itself, the benefits that come from studying it, like we'll know how to put our whole practice together and we'll know step by step how to progress. Then we talked about how the gradual path should be studied and taught. So we talked about how to select a teacher, qualities to look for in a teacher, qualities to try and develop in ourselves as students. We talked also about how to listen to teachings and how to teach them. Okay. And then from there, we went on to the main body of the text, which was how to lead the students to enlightenment through the teaching. And so here, the first topic was how to rely on a spiritual mentor. So this, under the outline for this first topic, we actually covered first all of the preparatory practices, how to set up your shrine, cleaning the room, setting up your shrine, taking refuge and, making offerings, doing the seven-man prayer, doing the requests, all the different steps that we are actually in our prayer sheet. We went through all this, described all the meaning of the prayers and how to actually do a meditation session. And then we went on to the actual subject matter of the first meditation, which was how to rely on a spiritual mentor. And this subject is put first because it's very important to have a teacher, because just as we need teachers to teach us how to drive cars and how to cook spaghetti, and how to, do all the other things, definitely in a spiritual path we also need a teacher, we need some guidance. And then we need to know how to take the essence of our relationship with our teacher so that we have a good relationship and so that we benefit from it. And so that's why this topic comes here. Okay? And then, and I recognize that not everybody here may feel that they have a teacher. That's perfectly all right. The Buddha is actually all of our real teachers. So if you don't yet feel the connection to one or more, actual people as your teacher, you can consider the Buddha as your teacher, and then as time goes on, you might find that you kind of have a special feeling for some different people and you want to make a relationship with them as teacher and student. But take your time in doing that. Check somebody's qualifications very well. Check, your relationship with them to get some confidence that you can really benefit from taking them as a teacher.